You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on the Super Bowl edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, DeKuan, the kid with us here. And it's time now for the Friday forecast, which is looking for a sponsor. If you're out there and you've got a company that either believes in having a good time, believes in leaving good times early, just believes in just golf, believes in
what about Wilbert's?
Happy wife, happy life.
Wilbert's. Let's give Wilbert's a free shout-out, and the owner of Wilbert's, a personal friend of all of ours, bring it. We want Wilbert's to sponsor this segment.
So why don't you talk to him? Personal friend of yours.
Well, let's
make it happen.
Let's have the person in charge of the sales. I believe we met her the other night in the suite.
Yeah.
Call Wilbert's.
Sadie and Kayla.
And
call
she
Wilbert's.
Told me, actually, that she's been to Wilbert's, so she should just pop in on the owner one day.
And just say, hey, we got the Friday forecast for you. Let's do it.
Mention my name.
Mention John Shaver's name. Carries a lot of weight in this town, folks. Gibbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
Question number one. Who are the two quarterbacks in the league right now that could be the guys to replace Brady and Manning as the faces of the NFL at the quarterback position?
I think that's a no-brainer. You have Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck. You know, I think Luck is going to be a historically great quarterback. Right. Rodgers already is, although he needs to add a few more playoff wins to his resume. He's never won a Super Bowl without Matt Wilhelm.
That is correct, and I agree with you. I believe it is Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers. And I think that if, in fact, Peyton Manning did make the decision to not return, then I believe, and Tom stays, it becomes Tom and Aaron, you know, until Brady fades into, the amazing life that I'm sure he's going to live, and Andrew Luck assumes that role.
It's going to be Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck. I made that note already, so I guess we're all in agreement there. The other person I think who could do it is the man who won the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Year last night.
Theodore Bridgewater.
Theodore.
I do like me some Theodore.
Theodore, come here. Come back.
Number two.
Question number two, guys. Who will be the NFL's MVP tomorrow night at the NFL Honors?
If it's anybody but Rodgers, it's a gross injustice. I mean, this.
What about J.J. Watt?
Oh, come on with this J.J. Watt stuff. Aaron Rodgers influences the games way more. Watt had this supposedly tremendous season, and where's his team? On the sideline. Aaron Rodgers, and it pains me to say this, I love Brady, but he's far and away the best player and the most valuable player in the NFL.
I agree. There's no bias associated with this because of the fact that we did play in that Super Bowl and
or
win
hung
it.
Out in Vegas.
I just believe he is by far and away. He does so much more, and I think that there would be a similar outcome that if Aaron Rodgers did not play with all that talent they have on offense, that any other that a backup quarterback could do half of what he does. With the football.
What happened when he got hurt last year? There's no question it's Aaron Rodgers. J.J. Watt's team didn't even make the playoffs. I mean,
playoffs?
We're talking playoffs. I think J.J. Watt is the best defensive player in the NFL. I don't think there's a question about that. But I think the absolute offensive, the NFL MVP is the best quarterback. That's Aaron Rodgers. All right, the kid, offensive and defensive rookies of the year.
Offensive rookie of the year, because I know you're going to go with your personal favorite. I'm going to go with mine, Odell Beckham.
You did not watch that video I sent you, but if you haven't seen it, go to ESPN and you can see all the one-handed catches that he made in a row. 33, I believe, in a minute from Drew Brees. Didn't drop one ball.
Didn't
it
drop
was ridiculous.
One.
And he started like throwing them back to him.
They ran out of balls.
It was ridiculous.
It was awesome.
It looked so easy. And I know those gloves are great, and that's all fine and dandy. You could go out there if you think it's that easy. And Brees wasn't just like lobbing them in there. I mean, he was throwing them
sure.
to him. Very impressive.
Defensively, I'll go with Khalil Mack. I mean, I think he's single-handedly. I think he was the best player in the draft, and I think Houston, had they taken him instead of Clowney, would have really a historic defense.
They would. I'm going to go with Odell Beckham Jr. as well. I'm high on him because of the Pro Bowl. I'm high on him because of the video. And I think for the fact of the matter is what he did in a shortened season because of injury. And also now that he's come out and said, I had, you know, two pulls in my hamstrings.
I'm calling shenanigans.
All right, that's fine. Call it. He's still very, very productive and scored 12 touchdowns in as many games, I believe. And then on the defensive side, I'm going to go with Aaron Donald, the defensive tackle from St. Louis Rams. I just think him and Danny Shelton should be that same guy, a highly productive internal defensive lineman, can disrupt a game for whatever team that they're partaking against.
I'm going to go offensive rookie of the year, Theodore Bridgewater. I think what he did in Minnesota was unbelievable. Pro Football Focus, his highest rated quarterback, period, over the last 5 weeks of the season. Thought he really developed. They have their franchise quarterback. And as you know, having the franchise quarterback is the absolute key to everything in the NFL. So I think that's what gives him the nod. Odell Beckham, a more sensational season, but the fact of the matter is Theodore is a quarterback, and he's my guy. So he wins there. Defensively, I'm going to go Khalil Mack. Pro Football Focus is number one rated outside linebacker this year. And I'll tell you this. When they came here to Cleveland, Joe Thomas, after the game, said that he was the best player he's ever played against. Ever. And not only that, there were multiple plays where he manhandled grown men and made it look like children were out there. This guy is an unbelievable athlete, an unbelievable freak. 30 quarterback knockdowns and hurries this year. I thought he had a phenomenal season. I think he is going to be a huge impact player in this league for a long, long time to go. The other guy I would have given a nod to that we didn't talk about was C.J. Mosley, who came in middle linebacker,
pro bowler,
middle linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens, a team that did go to the playoffs.
It's not easy to do, and to step in and play that well in that defense.
Exactly.
Ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
Ha-ha!
Number three.
Question number three today, guys. Should Kevin Love have made the NBA All-Star game?
No.
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 Enough said. Next question.
No. He's just not getting it done. And you know, what you see at times when he goes out there and he's the guy that's left, LeBron was out of the game, for example, Kyrie goes to the bench. It's just not there with Kevin Love. Right
I love
now.
Having
I
him on the team.
I think he's a great number three for us.
It's
but
great to be on the team. And, yeah. And he does bring his effort every night.
Good beard.
Rebounds. Plays hard.
Your beard's better, Wilhelm.
Thank you. You know, I was just going to say the same thing.
Strong high fiver, but no, he's not an all-star.
Strong high fiver.
Good high five's important.
DeMarcus Cousins might abuse him tonight. DeMarcus Cousins is a little angry. He didn't make the all-star.
He is angry.
Boogie.
Yeah, exactly.
Number four.
All right, we were just talking about Tiger Woods. Today he shot a plus. He's at plus 13. Shot an 82 today. Yeah. Will Tiger Woods ever win another major?
Yes. I'm a well-known Tiger Woods apologist, and I still cling to the fact that he will win another major.
I agree. I think it's going to be – it may not be in Augusta, where I know that everyone would be so happy to see him do that again and get another green jacket, but I think there's going to be multiple times in the next maybe 5 years that he's going to play at a course he has won at or dominated before. Pebble. That's going to be an Open or a PGA Championship – that he'll regain form. It'll be like the meeting of the minds, and he'll get everything together for that 4 days and win another major or multiple majors.
It'll be the Denny's Classic.
I do think he wins one more major and maybe multiple, but I do think he wins. If he does win one, I think it'll give him the confidence to maybe win a couple. I could see him winning a British because that's where I think he always plays well, like at St. Andrews or something. I would be not that I have anything against him, but I think it would be fun if he doesn't. I think there's such a good crop of young golfers.
There
your
is.
Boy, Spieth. Got to win majors. There's a lot of people that have to win majors. I mean, you would have thought at some point Sergio would have won a major.
Yeah.
You would have thought that.
I enjoy Bubba being so good right now. You know, an American, everything American. And he's toward the top of the leaderboard
and
here.
Bubba is a little bit of Matt Wilhelm in him. I heard an interview with him saying, no offense, but I'm only going to the Super Bowl if I get a sideline pass.
Hey, me and Bubba need to hang.
You guys won the Masters twice.
You do whatever he wants.
I've got two rings, so we're on even keel.
I'm going to wear my green jacket to the Super Bowl and stand on the sidelines.
Absolutely.
Number five.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left, guys. Finally.
Just
your,
give your score, too,
your
because
MVP
your answer
of,
is going to.
Your MVP of Super Bowl 49 and call your shot.
Yeah, because it's going to.
Well, my MVP, I think it goes without saying, Tommy Terrific, 31-16, New England.
I'm going to go MVP. Marshawn Lynch, and he is not going to talk on the podium, but pick up that trophy and a brand new whip, and the Seahawks will prevail 23-21.
Patriots 24-20, and the MVP will be Bill Belichick. Can they do that?
I don't know.
Bill Belichick is the MVP. Greatest coach ever. No, it'll be obviously if they win, it will be Tom Brady. Dark horse would be if Revis has like two pick sixes.
Yeah.
And that Revis could
no
be.
No way.
It.
And I'm going to give a little teaser to next week. If New England wins, Nate and I are going to have the Battle Royale, Tom Brady versus Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, never lost Super Bowl.
Well, I got my facts and figures ready to go. Please let it happen, Tommy, please.
Are we going to get some of the backwards push-ups before we get we close up the show?
One, two, three, four. You should see this. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. The kid.
The pit stains are showing up as he reps them out.
He's doing his backwards push-ups right here to pay off his bet right now. Everybody, enjoy the Super Bowl. Be safe out there. Have fun. For Nathan Zagura, for the great Jason Gibbs, for the backward push-up, the kid. We're going to leave early for Gerard Cherry and, of course, the great Matt Wilhelm, Super Bowl champion himself. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Have a great weekend, everybody. I know you feel it. Pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, I want to do something right. But we can do something better. Ain't no time like tonight. The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.